Good morning, Squatchers. Jack here with big news. I found me a Bigfoot, and I am sure of it. I'm on his trail, and I will be executing him today. Now, I want to take a moment here to address some complaints that I have recently been a recipient of from my listeners about my very specific desire to execute Bigfoot. Most of these complaints sound like this.
Jack, why do you want to kill Bigfoot? He's our friend. Don't you understand he's a precious messenger from Mother Nature?
I know that. I don't want to exterminate the Bigfoot species. It's just I don't know. Nothing short of a dead Bigfoot will convince these non-believers that he exists. I discuss this at length in my book, We Can and Must Find and Kill Bigfoot. But the short version is that Bigfoot kind are far too intellectual to allow themselves to be held in captivity. They have natural adaptive camouflage, and that prevents any photography or videotape being worth using. And they have very complex burial rituals that, well, it's fairly technical, but they involve dissolving the flesh of their fallen in a highly concentrated natural acid that they seem to emit, and that prevents the identification of any corpses. Basically, the only way we're going to find any evidence of Bigfoot is to track and kill one ourselves. And listeners, I'm here to tell you, I done found one not 40 miles from my very home. I'm coming to you today from the Yanom Mountain Nature Reserve just outside of the headquarters of Expedition Sasquatch in Ellijay, Georgia. And I'm here thanks to a hot tip from a loyal listener and my longtime compatriot, brother at arms, dear friend, Lawson, the Lawman Douglas. Lawson is a hiker, you see. And while camping in the area, he found and photographed the unmistakable tracks of a wild Sasquatch. Now, of course, the photograph is very, very fuzzy and hard to make out due to the anti-focus waves that Bigfoot kind emit. But that very fact is what has basically made it concrete that this here is a Sasquatch sighting waiting to happen. So, I've packed up all my best squatching gear, including a new anti-focus device devised by my new pal Skippy from Colorado. And I made my way to Yana Mountain, about 5 miles deep into the woods now, and just made my camp for the night. Squatchers, I want you to know I got a real good feeling about this one. Tonight we will find and execute a Bigfoot. Now, regular long-time listeners might recall a certain event referred to as a fiasco that was last time I went on a Appalachian expedition of exploration some 2 years ago. I don't often speak of that particular foray into the wilderness, which ended with the bruising of my pride, the accidental death by fire of a family of no less than 7 mole men. I'd like to take this opportunity to again apologize for all the mole men lost and to other subterranean humanoids affected by my reckless actions. It was never my intent to cause you any sorrow. It was never my intent to cause you any pain. And I'm very grateful that the fire was not worse. And for that, I can only thank the fallen rain itself. As a result of that unfortunate incident, I did clear this visit beforehand with a representative of the lower Appalachian mole men, who assured me that they did not have any activity in this region this time. He cautioned me, however, against lighting any fires in an attempt to smoke out giant apes, squatch, many hippies. Reminded me that destruction caused is quite rarely justified. And he is, of course, quite right, and my heart goes out to the mole men affected by that. So, anyhow, I've made my camp today in a hiker shelter, where I've established a perimeter of proximity sensors, cameras, and other accoutrements. I will monitor it throughout the day and record any activity in real time. But all in all, this one should be real exciting, folks. Today's episode is once again sponsored by Space Age Floppies, the only people who give me software that'll run on my 87 Tandy 1000. A special treat for listeners of this episode, Space Age Floppies is now distributing a new piece of software designed by yours truly. This software, named Squatch Watcher, helps catalog and triangulate Bigfoot sightings. It's available as a free download, whatever that means. It's a free download on their website, which you can access from your local library at spaceageideas.com/squatch. You can also get a copy by mailing a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 2402 LJ, Georgia 30540. Be sure to specify which size floppy you want, if it's a 3.5-incher or 5 1/2-incher. Squatchers, my proximity sensors are all abuzz. I got lights flashing all over the console. I believe this might actually be the moment. I am, as I speak, making my way to the site of this particular perimeter incursion, where I expect to find an empty entrap and engage in a Sasquatch chase. Ooh, it's an exciting day indeed, Squatchers. I'm coming up on the clearing now. Ooh, I gotta stop smoking. Yes, I can see that there tripwire done been triggered and the net's been dropped. Listeners, see? Movement under the net. Oh, I'm going in. Why, yes, it is very, it's very irresponsible to place the traps so near to a common trail. Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Please pull your pants up, sir. I'm very sorry. Look, would $20 mark and help? That's what I thought. All right, cool beans. Thank you very much for not calling the police.
Listeners, it appears that I have captured a day hiker who had left the trail to relieve himself, dropped trow and all that, got caught in my trap. Now I'm down $20 American, and that was going to be my Chinese buffet lunch. It's okay. I must spend the next several minutes disabling and removing the other various traps I've scattered throughout these woods. So I got time to think about lunch again. I've recently been informed that trapping in this area is punishable by up to 5 years in prison. No nickels for old Jack, so we're going to fix that right now. I'll report back after I finish. Squatchers, I have removed all my traps, which I must stress for legal reasons. They were non-lethal, not actually traps, but more like interactive, highly engaging puzzles for hikers and or greater apes. I'm pleased to report that only 6 hypers were preoccupied with my engaging puzzles, and that each and every one of them won a prize of $20 American for participation or completion. To reiterate to any park rangers that might be listening to this particular podcast that is not placed in a kind of protected government land, no traps whatsoever on that. Only interactive hiker puzzles, or those that more intelligent apes could wrestle with. In related news, it appears that once again, my equipment has been ransacked by forces unknown. While I was removing each of the several puzzles I had left around the protected forest area, persons or creatures unknown invaded the shelter in which I was storing my squatch hunting equipment, and they pulverized every last piece of equipment I had. Regular listeners may remember that this has happened to me in the past while hunting in the lower Appalachian region. The mole men have assured me it was not them, and I believe them. I am left with the only logical possibility being that a some bitch of a Bigfoot has sabotaged my equipment himself in order to throw me off his scent, so to speak. Listeners, I'm here to inform you that that won't work. Anticipating this very scenario, I brought with me a complete set of additional equipment and paraphernalia, which I will now deploy. Sasquatch will not escape me today. Listeners, it's going to take me at least a few hours to get this particular set of equipment set up. And I'm already coming up on my deadline for posting this here dispatch, so I'm going to call it a night on the recording. I am certain that there's a Squatch in these here hills, and I will not rest until I found him. Well, no, I will rest. I'll rest tonight after I send off my audio files to Fat Jimbo first to edit. But tomorrow I'll resume the hunt. And for now, Squatchers, sleep well, and to be continued. Next time on Expedition Sasquatch. Allow me to provide an update on our current situation. We're currently on Yana Mountain on a tip from Squatch Scout Lawson, the Lawman Douglas, about a Bigfoot sighting in the area. I'm out approximately $120 because I puzzled some hikers in educational snares that appear to the untrained eye to be Bigfoot traps, untrained eye being the operative adjective there. Every piece of Squatch find equipment that I normally rely on was destroyed by vandals of unknown species. Bigfoot is suspected. Molemen not likely. I used this as an opportunity to break out my backup paraphernalia, and now my new friend and professional acquaintance has invited me to the most romantic of locales, New Jersey, to hunt the most romantic of cryptids, the Jersey Devil. I'm in unfamiliar territory, metaphorically speaking.
Expedition Sasquatch is available to you under a Creative Commons CC by SA license. Our theme music is Peaceful Henry by the Heftone Banjo Orchestra. You can find us online at expeditionsasquatch.org, a production of Fat Jimbo, Analog Revolution, and Space Age Ideas. Also available on Floppycast from Space Age Ideas.